Hi, everybody. Welcome to Domain Sherpa, and thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Sell in May, Go Away, featuring Shane, Amar, and Drew. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring USAX.com, CarbonAuctions.com, Ology.ai, and Bruv.org. Then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet, and we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including FinancialPlanner.com, GreenMountains.com, Megapower.com, and SXY.org. We also talk about the sell in May and go away mantra, and does that apply to the current market conditions and to domains in general? All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button, the subscribe button, and all that good stuff everywhere that you can, and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And huge shout out to DNWE, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and soon to be added portfolio auctions, including traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates DomainManage.com, which is a global sales platform, and Brandable.UK, which is a marketplace for UK and co.UK domain names. And also, huge shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the only ICANN-accredited registrar that lets you trade DNS domains on-chain and access crypto investors. With 3% commissions, at-cost renewals, and hundreds of resellers soon to be integrated, they're a cutting-edge marketplace you need to know about and use to get more sales and keep your costs down. Unstoppable can save you thousands in registration costs. They've got $5.com Fridays and $5 off all transfers in, no promo code required. And last but certainly not least, big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. And also remember, NamesCon Global is coming up November 5th and 6th in Miami, Florida. Go to NamesCon.com for more information and to register. Use coupon code DS20 to get 20% off the ticket price. And on the topic of domain conferences, we've also got the ICA annual meeting. They just released the details. It'll be taking place January 15th to the 17th at Park MGM in Las Vegas. So go to ICA.Vegas for more information, register, and we'll see everybody there as well. All right, with all that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, getting into the minds of successful domain investors, using real examples to learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz, my personal friends. And we want to thank y'all for tuning in, and I want to thank y'all for being here. Let's keep it moving. There are four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas, see what's going on with them. We talk about some related things, maybe some unrelated things. Then we've got the domain game. That's where we hear what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses. We keep score somehow, some way, someday, get some swag to the winners. Actually getting some hoodies made right now that are pretty, pretty cool. And then we got NameJet and a Jet, where we review a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet, see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And last but not least, we've got Grand Closing, where we discuss anything that we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, and allowing our guests to mention or promote anything they want to talk about that we have not already discussed. With that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas over to my right. I got my boy Andrew Rosner, aka Morpheus, aka the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, aka Bob Lee Swagger the Sniper, aka Drew got what I need, aka never gonna give Drew up, get Rick rolled. Graybeard the Domain Pirate is in the house.
Why get Rick rolled? What's that?
Really? You don't know? Oh
No, I mean,
man.
I know what Rickroll is, but
Never gonna give
why?
Drew up. Never, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the
I
song, man.
mean,
That's the fucking Rick
I think
Astley
you need to
song.
replace that one. That's just
Well, I'm
that's
not.
a
I'm never gonna replace that one.
weak connection.
Let me write that one
I'm gonna
down.
lead with that. I'm gonna start with that
Remind
one right now.
JT to remove
That's a very weak
Nah, that one's cool, man.
tangentiality.
Never gonna give Drew up. Never gonna let Drew down. Gonna wanna, you know, whatever. It's the song, man. Get Rickrolled, bruh. Anyway, but yeah, so that's it. We'll go lead with that one. What's up,
All
man?
right.
How you doing? I'm glad you're in a good mood.
It's been a very busy day. It's been an extremely busy day. I started out my day buying a house, and then I bought a domain,
For
and then
the
I different prices. And then we've had client calls back to back. Now
Yeah, we've had a bit.
we're hopping on a late domain Sherpa here.
It's true.
And that's it. Been all good, all good. We've solid month, and all's well, all's well.
Lots of good stuff for sure. All right, well, let's keep it moving because I know we got a bit of a tight timeline today because we are starting late in the day, or at least late in your day. Down to my lower right, we got my boy Shane Coltra, aka Sugar Shane, aka Honey Shane, aka Mike Rowe, aka Blame It on the Shane, aka House of Shane, aka Doing It for the Coltra, and Shane in the Membrane, and Shane in the Blockchain. Chain, chain, chain. What's up, man?
I'm trying to be less spicy. I've had no tolerance for people lately, so I'm taking a vacation, going back to the mountains to find my center again. Takes about
Oh,
4 weeks
okay.
to regroup, but
Oh, is that what I'm supposed to do? Because I've just been stewing in my fucking
no, that's
feisty,
exactly what I need to
salty.
do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should try that mountain thing. I've been stewing in feisty for years.
Or we
Yeah,
could
no,
just all
that's
talk about how we hate stupid people.
yeah.
Oh, let's go. Can we
Yeah, don't.
do that? Can this
We
be
could do a
a
whole
show being
show on
lead with
that.
that?
Where are we gonna who you wanna start with?
Yeah.
Do we have a
Not the
list?
tolerance, but a belated birthday, 40th birthday to Omar.
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday,
Happy
man. That's awesome.
birthday to
Yeah,
my
we'll
bald
do
brethren.
that. And speaking of homes, I lost a home in value when hers decided to illegally send GPL1s the other day with the stock drop.
Hey, look, man, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. But every time I think house, I just think about the house I gave away because of GPL1. So if you want to lose, that's where you lose right there. That's how your GPL1s
All right.
lose.
Him's hers, them's theirs. You know what
Yeah,
I'm saying?
whatever. It's all part of the game, but all
Wait,
good.
so what happened? They don't sell that? It's off the market?
Real quick, because I know you don't have, they signed a contract with Novo to do GPL1s, and then a month later or 2 months later, Novo canceled the contract, saying that they were mixing in compounds from Chinese
Well, I
manufacturers.
think they were just mad because it was hurting their sales.
Yeah, 100%. I mean,
Oh.
when it all comes down to health, the future is people like Hims and Hers and online and Teladoc. Like, I'm huge in Teladoc. I just, again, we can go on forever, but medicine needs to change. And I think it starts with online personal care and then
Yeah.
advances from there. So, the funny thing is, Hims said, you know where I got the Chinese? From the same manufacturer in China, you get your stuff. Literally, it's
Yeah.
this company. So, but I'm not getting, I had to get out. There's just too much talk about that. But I love my stocks. I love my companies. I love everything about, that's where we get it talking into AI and health. And I just love the opportunities out there. And I'm sure glad domains give us an angle. But
Oh, speaking of telehealth, I mean telehealth.com, isn't that one that we've got currently?
yeah, we're brokering
what a
telehealth.
great name. What a great name.
Yeah,
So
telehealth, telemedicine maybe too, but telehealth for
got
sure.
online therapy, online doctor. I mean, we got
Yeah.
a lot of great
Yeah, I
names.
bought
So
Medic, MEDIQ.AI, and I just thought that was
Ooh.
beautiful,
Ooh, nice.
beautiful
Nice one. I like that.
combination of words. So those are the kind of things I've been watching out for in domains. Just, what
Did
are
y'all
the.
see the Magic, MAGIQ?
Yeah, that's what
I wanted that. And then I just
everybody
talked
seemed to.
myself out of it. Would it go for 15 or something? And I was like,
Yeah,
I was
that's a
in up
great
to
name.
10 or 12. And then I was like, I talked myself out of it. And then it ended and I was like, why did I buy that? Like, what a killer name.
Yeah, we talked about that one on the show. I think that was
and magic.com isn't for sale for any price. So
The IQ crazy. Is such a cool, like,
and we've talked about this on the show forever. It's like, you know, remember, Drew, you were buying the three-letter IQs, and Travis has been buying IQ names for a decade now. Just he's always thought that. So, you know, again, I think it's great that there's lots of opportunity.
I had the best IQ name of all time until JT made me sell it for pennies.
Why did you have to mention this, Shane? I feel like you set me up.
I didn't know it. I didn't know it was in the tunnel.
Well, what was the name that you sold?
AIQ.
Oh.
You know, he blames me when
that house could have two extra bedrooms he just bought if you didn't fuck that up.
Just held on to it. Hey, for what it's worth, you know, we were in a mode of like, hey, we want to sell some names. We want to get some deals done, you know, and it was a pretty
look. The truth be told, it probably wasn't a terrible deal. It wasn't a bad price. And for any other threeletter.com, it would have been a great price. But we sold it, literally turned it into Bitcoin, and that Bitcoin's probably worth 3x now. So in the end, it probably wasn't a bad deal to do. But it's still, you know,
it's one of those that I hear about like every
it still year. Hurts and it feels good to, you know, like
so it's kind of like
JT's kid
before we started recording when you were doing the mic check.
Exactly. That's why I had to turn the mic on. I had to turn the recording on because he was just beat me up. You know what I mean? I'm like, hey.
We've all had those names though where we sell it and then like 6 months later they flip it for 10x and you just think, oh, like,
yeah.
What? But that's just how, that's no, how
I didn't sell it to, I sold it to an end user.
Yeah, no, I know. But I'm just saying there's always those when you deal as many names as you have and all of us, that's just how it goes, man. Time goes and you move on and there's another name that replaced it. That's just how it rolls. Oh. It's fun to look. What did Steve Jobs say? You don't connect the dots. He said you don't connect the dots looking forward, meaning you need your history to do it. But when it comes to domains, you kind of have to look forward. You can't look backwards.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's how it goes.
A lot of dots to connect. So, but yeah, all good. Well, look, let's keep it moving. Let's connect the rest of the dots on the show. So last but certainly not least, below me, the final dot. My man,
it's not because you guys are all bald.
Yeah, exactly. My man Amar Kuba, aka King Kuba, aka Danny Ocean, aka the even greater Gatsby. Don't chase an unworthy dream, y'all. Aka Marzan, aka Kuba Libre, aka LLMRJ, aka Kuba Soze, aka Kuba Kinte, aka Selly Savalas. What's up, man? What's going on?
How you doing?
You know, sell like
I do like, unlike Drew, I like all my names. I'm good with them all.
Drew just needs something to complain about, man. He's just always angry, man. You know what I'm saying? He's got alwaysangry.com. You know, he just takes that shit to heart. But hey, all good. So what's up with you, man? What's happening?
Always angry. Always angry. Okay. I feel you.
Had my birthday yesterday, had a good day, hung out with family, was fun.
You feeling old?
Am I, you know, the only thing that I feel old is like extra aches and pains that I didn't have before, right?
Yeah.
The
stiffness, aches. Yeah,
that. And also to our point that you guys were talking about earlier, I feel like I get annoyed with stupid people faster. My tolerance is lower.
That's age, definitely.
You know what's hilarious is like, well, I look at my grandmother, my dad's mother. You know, she died at 90, 89. And from, I'm going to say like roughly from 70 to 89. Well, there was a period, there was like, let's say the first half of that. Like I was still young and I would get thoroughly embarrassed going out with her. And then the second half of that, it was like literally my number one favorite thing in the world. It's like listening to my grandmother just berate people. Because she literally had, like, she makes me look like, you know,
Mother Teresa.
Too bad we couldn't have her.
She was raw. She would just berate people. She would be like, are you stupid? What's wrong with you? Just like, you know, little old lady, she'd just be like, you are stupid. All the time. Like,
hey, they keep it real, man. You get to a certain
point.
You
brought me a soup without a spoon? Are you stupid? How do you want me to eat this? Shall I dip my face in it? She would just say like mean things. Anyways, I'm all for it. All for the jaded.
Right. Yeah, man. Is it jaded or you just get to a point where you just get more realistic and less tolerant?
That's what jaded is.
You know?
I think it's just you. I don't know if it's jaded. I mean, maybe you also get jaded, but I think they're two separate things. One of them is just you just don't suffer fools, right? Like, and you're like, certain things are so obvious. It's like your grandma saying, you brought me soup without a spoon. Like, yeah. What the fuck am I supposed to do with a soup?
Soup without a spoon, man.
Yeah.
And I'm not full there. Like, I'm tolerant of people doing things that I know aren't right or stupid if they do it on their own. But when they challenge me, that's when I'm horrible. Like, I'm fucking 55 years old. I've made a million mistakes. There's a lot of things I've figured out. And for people to tell me that I need to refigure them out, I just have zero tolerance for that. And
like me having a conversation with my 13-year-old, man.
Yeah. No,
I'm it's... Like, dude, he's like, you know everything without knowing anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't have time for it. You know?
Yeah. I can't. Yeah, but I'm not here to teach life. Like, nothing makes me madder when I see a father with their kid having life lessons every second. Like, they take one step. Now, remember, on the next step, you got to watch out for, like, not everything's a life lesson, and I don't have time to teach everybody everything. And so I'm just like, I can't stand it when they're trying to teach me something. You know?
You definitely need that time in the mountains, man. You're picking out random. You're like random shit. Like, I don't know.
No, man. Like, I can't. I'm even getting on people on how they're raising their kids.
You're like, I'm at the park getting in motherfuckers' faces. I'm like, yo, you need to chill without you telling them to do that.
Let that kid play, man. You don't have to teach him every time. Just fucking put him on the monkey bars and let him fall down and enjoy it. Like, you don't, but it's not everything.
Have
life
monkey bars
it.
Anymore. I feel like, you know, I saw a couple of these tweets, you know, talking about like, you know, what we experienced growing up, you know, and you had like, for example, the playgrounds that we used to hang. First of all, everything was so hot. It could be like December and everything was still fucking fiery hot, the metal. And then you had that joint that like the spin around thing that you would literally like try to get going as fast as you can. And you'd hang on that thing until you literally got thrown off it into a tree.
It's like, my favorite is this one. I love telling this. At the park, they had a barrel and you would run on it. It would spin, you know, like a full 8 foot. Yeah. And you would like stop running and go all the way to the top of the barrel and fall onto the wood below. And that, like, that was a rite of passion, is falling off the top of the barrel. Like, you wouldn't have anything like that in a park now. There's 0% chance of, and I'm not saying we're tougher, but we're tougher.
Oh, dude, we've been through some stuff, man. We weren't helicopter parented the way that, you know, and I'm guilty of it. I helicopter parent my kids. You know, I think nowadays just everything feels different, but it's like, we used to do some gangster stuff at the playground, man. It used to get crazy. You know, like the shit that, like, they had stuff that kids would be breaking shit all the time, man. Legs and teeth and arms. I mean, it was like, we had this thing, like, it was like a big dome looking thing made out of like just metal bars.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, that, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I mean, it was like, what were, like, but I'm talking little kids. Like, there's no 5-year-old that should be climbing up like 15, 20 feet in the air.
Yeah, nobody's getting good stitches anymore.
Exactly. Oh, plastic surgery is better than
I mean, if everybody has a stitch under their chin, right? Like, everybody in our generation had some form of stitches, right? Yeah, exactly. Like,
oh, man.
No, but mine was from getting punched in at a bar in law school.
Oh, okay.
That's what you listen, get I had so many dudes, stitches. You know? I had stitches here because I headbutted somebody. I had stitches on the side of my eye here from wrestling. I had so many times my fingers stitched up that I had the whole top of this finger got stitched back on. Probably can even still see it. It's all crooked and shit. But my sister slammed it in a car door, cut off the whole top. It was hanging by the skin on the back of the finger, and then they stitched that thing on. But I, you know, when you're young, that shit grows back like a salamander. Like
had scissors.
Still, the shit like grows back like a salamander.
I went to
tail.
Go grab him from him, and I grabbed at the sharp end, which is like, and he was like, you know, like a whole flap was just hanging off.
Oh yeah,
love it. Yeah. Well, now your driver gets the doors for you and your kid. So it's so much nicer. Make sure everybody's fingers are in.
Yeah. Now it's just his fingers at risk.
That's right.
Hey, all right, let's go. Let's get into some domain stuff.
All right, let's go. Domain game. It's on you, Drew.
Did you even finish introductions?
Yeah. We got all the way.
Yeah, it's Amar's birthday. That's how fast it went. It's a new record. Right.
That might be a record when we put in like when the domain game starts. It's going to be like, wait, it starts at 14 minutes.
They're That's like, great. I took a bath. I was going to come back after the bath.
Oh, good soak. I was waiting for my soak.
Yeah, I just took a cold plunge and already done.
All right, Drew. Buy or sell? What you got?
All right. I got a sale.
Ooh, we got a sale.
Oh, boy.
All right.
I'm going with USAX. Oh. Shane, do you know?
I did see it, but that's the problem is I see it, congratulate you, and don't remember what it was.
Yeah. All right, we're rolling with it. We're rolling with it.
Yeah.
About education up in here.
Because I don't know what this one is, and you said you weren't going to tell me until we hit the show, so I need to...
Yeah, I have them. I have the... You know, I was going to go with QII, but I pulled that one to Shane and you, so that doesn't make sense.
USAX. USAX. .com.
Man, I can't remember it at all. Okay.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, flip. All right, so... Amar's at 80K, Shane's at 120, I'm at 150.
Amar gets it. Uh-huh. Amar gets it. Man. Amar gets it. $75,000.
Yeah.
I'm still really good.
That's a great sale, yeah.
That's a great sale. Yeah.
Wishful thinking. Yeah. But Amar, we bought it
6 months ago.
That's right, yeah.
For, I think, $6,000 or something.
Wow.
Yeah, inspired on GoDaddy.
That's six a great G's name. To 75 G's.
That's a great name.
Yeah. You know, in hindsight, though, USAX, I probably actually should have had that price between like the 300 to 500 range, because not only is it USAX, which is just a great brand for many, many, many things. Could be defense, could be, you know, finance, crypto. You know, a lot, many, 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 many things, even a trade portal. But it's also like U.S. asset exchange or, you know, anyway. So I like that name a lot. I think it was a great price. It was a very fast, you know, great turnaround. But I think that name probably would have or should have sold closer to the 150.
What do you think it's going to be used for?
I would guess it's going to be in crypto.
That's what I mean, it just sounds like
many names trading in that space. That
it also sounds like a ticker, like a fund.
Yep, definitely could be one of these treasury companies.
Yeah, in my mind, I was thinking something similar, even like you know ABTC or something. You know, right. Like in that.
Yeah,
sort of
exactly.
Thing. That's what I would
exactly.
Do.
All right, well, cool, but still, hey, I mean. Lesson.
Funny, I mean, I think if we were doing a Sherpa, we said, you know, what do you think is more valuable, USAX or ABTC? Which one do you think what would you have said?
I would have said BTC.
You would have said ABTC?
Yeah, it would be BTC.
No, you're full of shit because you, when I called this out, when I used ABTC on Sherpa, and I think you were the one that said.
I'm the one who didn't. I didn't. I heard it wrong.
You didn't
remember?
Get it. Yeah, you heard it wrong. You got it. Yeah.
Or you didn't
I heard it wrong. I was like, I was at like $20,000. Remember?
Yeah, you were like 15. You were like, oh, 15.
I still get DMs when people ask me for, I'm not lying about this. People ask me for an opinion on a name and I will say too low and they'll go, you're the same guy that said $20,000 on ABTC. Three people have said, I don't know my shit because of one thing I said on Sherpa. Like,
yeah,
it's gonna haunt me forever.
Yo, stay, leave Shane alone, like the Britney Spears thing. Like,
it's so funny. Yeah. People ask my opinion, and when I give it, they tell me I'm full of shit. Like, you reached out to me for an opinion.
Domain's like literally one of the only places that people think that's cool. Like, they'll hit you for an opinion. You'll go out of your way to give them, take your time to respond to them.
I'll go up in the, I don't know these people, and bring them down to the regular DMs to answer it. And then, sorry to interrupt you, but.
No, that's what I mean. You take your time and you go ahead and you give an answer, and then they don't like what they hear. So then they literally insult you. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, are you kidding me?
Or give me an AI response that tells the million things it could be used for and the value. Like, but you know what? I still like people telling me what they're buying. I still like hearing other people's thoughts. Oh, yeah. But I got to get where our whole conversation started. I've been an asshole. And so I'm like, that's a junk name. I'm just too honest. I just like, I don't see any value at all. Like, you don't see any value, like zero value.
You got to hit him with the braid. And it's not that it's worthless. Yeah, it's exactly. Worthless, man. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Or literally hit him with Braden.
I ask you to take that show down, please. Please take that show down.
we can go back and we'll update it.
Just edit that. It'll say like this. 220,000.
There you go.
Like a voiceover.
Yeah, 100%. We could do it. All right. So Mar gets the point, and then good job, Drew. Nice work. And then all right, on to you, Shane. What you got? You got a buy or so?
Yeah, I have a buy. And I don't know if people put it. I bought carbonauctions.com. Carbon
auctions. Ooh, carbon auctions.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of carbon auctions. I literally look for like pieces of land I can sell carbon, carbon contracts.
It's the most, it's like literally the most fucking Fugazi market that exists in the world. It's like, oh, you like trading shit coins? Try carbon credits.
It's literally a perception market. Like a company wants to be perceived as carbon neutral, so they buy this.
It's the most, it's literally, yeah. It, whatever.
But yet it's billions of dollars.
Time or the place, but
it's literally billions of dollars.
Tens of billions of dollars. And or hundreds even per year, and it's all Fugazi. It's all just completely bullshit. Like,
have you ever seen Tesla's report? Like their first couple of years.
Well, now they're out. Now they can't do it anymore.
Now they can't. But the first, they were making hundreds of millions of dollars selling carbon credits.
Can you explain to me how that didn't affect their stock price though?
You mean it did? I think, remember when that first run, they were basing it on their profits. But if you looked at their profits, it was a no profit carbon credit only profit business.
Yeah. But like they,
once they stop
30 days, the government nixed it. They can't
sell
them. Tesla can't sell their carbon credits.
The stock should have crumbled quite a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. But it didn't. Nothing happened.
Well, that stock doesn't trade on fundamentals anyway.
Yeah, no.
Really?
Not really. I mean, especially when I don't even know what's under Tesla anymore. Like every time they release something, I go, is the XAI under Tesla?
Yeah, I think they should just have an Elon Corp and then everything should be under that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Solar awesome. City is, Solar City is?
Solar City's Solar City under is. Tesla. Yeah. Solar City's under Tesla, yeah.
Yeah, so
a little bit of Tesla today, as a matter of fact.
X and XAI got married.
And they're under, they're separate though, right? Separate.
No. It's a single company.
It's a single company, but not
Tesla. It's not Tesla though. It's not Tesla.
Oh no, Tesla is totally separate.
Yeah.
Under Tesla, you have Solar City. And then you've got the Boring Company. And then you've got SpaceX.
Yeah.
Starlink is under SpaceX. And then you've got
what's the chip? That's another one. The robot
Neuralink.
Robots or Tesla?
Robots or Tesla.
Robots Optimus is Tesla, yeah.
Yeah.
Neuralink, and then you've got one more. What's the last one? I'm missing one.
Yeah.
Said the Boring Company.
Yeah.
But there's lots of parts, moving parts.
That's the tunnels
there.
And stuff too, right? The tunnels and everything.
Yeah, tunnels, baby. Highly underrated, by the way.
I've got my hat. You remember he sent the hats out? I got one brand in a box. Never opened.
Yeah.
I was just looking at it the other day.
I've gone through the tunnels in Vegas.
Have you?
Yeah,
it didn't. Cool.
How many of those things, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you, there's probably, those machines are running 24/7 worldwide right now. Motherfuckers don't even know. They're building whole cities under the ground, like, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. half a mile down, just cities, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
We're all going to be a bunch of mole people. All right, well, let's go ahead, Shane.
Okay, so yeah, I bought carbonauctions.com.
It was a purchase.
Oh, wait, hold up. Carbonauctions.com.
I have no idea what to do with this one.
Yeah.
If you know, you know. If you don't, it doesn't make any sense.
Carbon Auctions.
And the fact that it's a 10, okay. multiple billion people are like, what?
Oh.
All right. All right. So Drew is at 2,000. Oh, you got a message popping, Drew. 2,369. I'm at 5,000. And Amar is at 12,000.
All right. Well, this is what I was really proud of this buy. $505.
That was a pretty funny message if people can actually read that.
I couldn't.
Well, I don't know if we saw it. We can blank it out.
Yeah. So $505. All right, so
funny may not be the appropriate word. But.
Drew gets the point.
Oh, what was the price?
$505.
$500.
Oh, wow. You stole that. Are you kidding me?
That's one of my better buys. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was a steal.
I kept looking for typos and I was looking at the market. I'm like, hold on. They're called carbon credits, right? Like, I just double checked that. To me, I think I'm going to do just fine on that name. Like, yeah, I was pretty excited about that one.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I had no idea if, like, I'm like, well, if it's a $1 billion business and you think you're going to do something with it, then you would spend up. But
when I looked, there's like 20 different forms of carbon auctions. Like, there's sites built out all over the place. I was looking, is there affiliate program? Like, how do I do this? But yeah, anyway, I thought it was a pretty good buy. But we all think that at the time. But then you look back and go, it's going to take some time.
On the show all the time. You make money on the buy, you know? So that's solid.
Yeah.
Nice work. All right, cool. Well, let's keep it moving. Amar, so Drew has a point. Amar has a point. Amar's got the name. So if Drew is correct on this one, then he wins. But we'll see.
All right, so I have a buy.
Okay.
Ology, O-L-O-G-Y .AI.
Hmm.
Wait, you're the one that did that to me?
I was first, bruh.
I was first. I had it in my shopping cart. I went up and had dinner, came back downstairs, and shit was gone.
Hold on, this is a buy or a sell?
A buy.
A buy.
Bastard, I really wanted that. I like that name a lot.
But then you know what it's
I've had like. A lot of luck with ology names.
So, well, then you. I guess you probably know the price, general price, so maybe I should do a different name.
Yeah, do a different name because I know the price.
All right. What was the price then? You might as well just say it since we talked.
I think it was $3,500, right?
No, he was asking five. I paid four.
Yeah.
Well, that's, yeah. So cool. That's a good price. It's a good name. Yeah. Ology.
I think it's a nice name.
Covers all the
ologies. I think it's a really cool name. You know, you want to know what I was thinking about with that name is I thought I've always had this weird fetish that I think like subdomains are going to be a thing in the future. And it's like, you can just put whatever in front of the
dot ology.
And then it's an AI. And so it's like you can be like the AI for all the sciences, psychology, sociology, you know, whatever, all the ologies, all the soft sciences, you know, put a subdomain on it and you got the AI for it. I think that's pretty dope.
I think it's a cool name. It's a great like AI tutor type name.
Totally. Yeah. It's a really good science name, like AI science name. Really good name. That was a great pickup. I'm really pissed that you beat me to that.
Snooze, you lose.
I'm hereby declaring that I own half of it.
All right, as long as I can do the same to you.
All right, so what else you got?
I got a sell. This one is going to be a shout out to Josh. I sold Bruv, Bruv.org.
Oh, Bruv.org. You sold Bruv.org? Who the hell bought Bruv.org?
that one's a little more difficult for me.
You guys will never guess this.
No. I don't even. And when you say the word guess, that's the key to this. All of this.
All right,
Bruv.
I'm just
all right. There's definitely an Amar premium on this one.
All right.
Who gets the win?
Shane is at 8,200. I'm at 9,999. Drew is at 14,369.
And you got basically double Drew. I sold it for 30.
What? No, did it.
So Drew wins a domain game. Wow.
How did you not open with that one? How did you not be like, I mean, that's like,
that's the shit you want to tell.
Well, because I never
that's
do
the
buy.
Kind of shit that makes me happier than like selling a domain. When I sell like a killer domain for like $1 million, I'm like, oh, should have been two, you know? And then it's like, but you sell bruv.org for 30. It's like, yo, I'm hop, skipping, and jumping like for 3 days.
Yeah.
What? So, how did Josh? How was Josh involved? When? Give us the details.
Well, it's a British bruv is British for bruh.
Yeah, bruh.
And I bought it because I love the word bruh. So
you do love the word bruh.
And I've always, I wanted so badly to buy bruh.com, but Yanni bought it from under me. Yanni did to me what I just did to you. And I basically had bruh bought from Namefind, and then Yanni came in and pulled a Yanni. And so he got it. And then I just saw bruv.org in auction. I'm like, all right, well, it's not bruh, but I'll take it.
Yeah, you're like, hey, it's bruh adjacent.
Yeah.
Bruh adjacent.
And so when I got the initial offer, I ran it by Josh, and Josh would have taken way, way, way less. And Josh has the .net. And so he kind of brought me to reality. I actually had a price higher, and so we ended up at 30. Shout out to the Afternic team, actually.
Okay, so you sold it through Afternic. All right, cool,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Super. Wow, that's wild. That's a crazy price.
So you know who I think bought it is...
You can buy bro.com for a cool 3.5.
But I actually... So bro is great, but I would rather have bruh.
So really? You spell bruh with the U or the A?
B-R-U-A. Yeah, B-R-U-H is how... B-R-U-H. I mean, I know there's bra and bruh. Yeah.
So bruh. You're definitely bruh. Bruh, not brah. Yeah.
We could...
All right. Well, nice. Good work, man. Good, good, good stuff. So congratulations. All right. And congratulations to Drew for winning the domain game. Man, it's been a minute, but he, he's not Michael Jordan of the domain game, but of the domain brokerage game. But at least you got one today, man. Good job.
I was telling my wife, there's no more false word than last and final.
Last and final, right? Yeah, right.
Yeah, there was definitely a last and final lower than 30.
Yes.
It's always last and final for now.
Yeah, it's literally, I'll get 6 last and finals in the same one. I go, last and final means nothing.
Last and final-ish.
Ish.
All right, well, good stuff.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, cool. Well, that's it for the domain game. Shout out to Drew. Shout out to Amar for the big sale. Look at the big brain on Amar. And let's keep it moving. Yeah, let's go. We're time-wise, we're doing okay. But we got to keep it going. We got the Name Jack and a Jet segment sponsored by Name Jack coming up right now. We're reviewing a list of domains heading to auction. See what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. You can also go to DomainSherpa.com. Go to this show's episode page. You can download the spreadsheet that'll give you some data and some information on all of the domains. And, not financial advice, but, good luck to all and all that good stuff. So let's go ahead and let's kick it off with you, Shane, if you've got the list.
Yeah. As I looked through, it was growing on me. When I first looked at it, I was, it came across like Green Mountains. Obviously, you take the S off that and it's just a whole nother ball game. Not every name is like that, but that one just Green Mountains to me is not very exciting. But when I first saw it, I saw Green Mountain. I thought, oh, that's like, I love that. But then I saw the S and I'm like, yeah. So that's one.
Green Mountain is still a range.
It's no, it's still something and it's still good.
But isn't that Green Mountains is that Vermont? Green Mountains? White Mountains is New Hampshire.
Yeah.
That's like the presidential range, the White Mountains.
I'm sure it is a mountain range.
It is a mountain Washington. Range. Mount
Washington. Yeah, see? Yeah. Look at me. I'm on fire today.
Yeah. Mountain man. Yeah. I love it. But my favorite is probably like Mega Power. Is just, I love, we've been talking solar a lot over the last couple of shows and anything solar power. I mean, energy is everything right now. Like all this stuff, AI we're talking about, as far as processing power, everything is power. The whole world is going to come down to how much energy. And you can see the Googles and the Amazons are all buying nuclear power. So Mega Power to me is a beautiful, beautiful name. That's probably my favorite on the list. And to me, it's a six-figure name plus. I just think it's that strong. I'm partial to SXY because I think sexy. When I was trading, I tell the story, I couldn't get chain culture. You get three letters when you're a trader, and I couldn't get TSC, which was my initials, and I couldn't get anything. So I got SXC, and they called me Sexy. That was my nickname.
Sexy, not bad. Yeah.
No, that was my trading name forever. So when I see like SXY, I see Sexy as a brand. So I think that's, I think there'll be value there. I think people will probably, I don't think that will go for more than a couple grand, honestly, maybe. I don't know how .orgs are doing right now. So that's one, I think there's some value in there. I will say, I don't know what homophilia is. It's not
that's
blood.
The British spelling of hemophilia.
Oh, is that true?
Which is what, fear of blood?
I knew blood, but...
Well, it's just blood in general.
Yeah,
but...
it's like the inability to clot.
Yeah. Hemophiliac. So that's that's the British spelling.
I'm the opposite. I have some genetics. I like clot instantly. So you try to stab... You fucking stab me.
Which is much worse.
You try to stab me, I just close up like instantaneously. That's like the worst domain I've ever seen. I'm just going to put that out there.
Which one?
However the hell you pronounce that.
Oh, hemophilia.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, I just look at it and go,
the alternate spelling of hemophilia, which is the, you know, the genetic.
It's a British spelling.
Comparing the body's ability to make blood clots, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's a tough one. That one's I'm not going to do. And I'll do one more. I'm not an E person at all anymore. Like, I just not, but E Labs is a solid, I think that will stand the test of time, even though E names aren't quite what they used to be. So, yeah. E-Lab.
Well, that's good. I think you touched on a lot, you know what I'm saying? So, and,
I'll let these guys have some other ones.
Amar.
So I like, Ecomatic and EvoCare. I think those are great, nice brands. And, those are the two that I'd probably say, other than, you know, I love Mega Power also. But Ecomatic and EvoCare are nice brands. I like those. I definitely wouldn't go with hemophilia, even though you've got Australia and the UK that would spell it that way. But I wouldn't go for that one. And the other one that's nice is Financial Planner. That's obviously a huge, huge vertical, huge space.
Yeah. So we talked about for Green Mountain or Green Mountains, right? That the S changes a little bit. Although I think that's one that I would kind of argue a little bit that the S doesn't completely kill it from a brand standpoint. You know,
No, it's a great brand.
But what about Financial Planner versus Financial Planners? Like in this world that we've entered into, right, which is the AEO optimization, right, the answer engine optimization, the ChatGPTs versus, you know, typical SEO and, you know, directories are dying and, you know, and Google's changing the way, you know, their approach. And you know, you've got a lot of different stuff happening that's kind of killing some of the sort of, you know, baseline generic stuff. You know, name like Financial Planner versus a name like Financial Planners with the S. What do you think is more valuable?
Well, they're two different. So without the S, in my opinion, is a product. With the S is a service.
Okay.
That's how I would look at it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's probably right. Like, you're a financial planning agency. You have the planners. And if it's like a software SaaS product, financial planner. Yeah, that's probably right.
And I like financial planning.
I think that it actually is pretty flexible. Like, I'm generally a stickler with the plural thing, but I'd be pretty content with either version in this case.
Yeah. Agreed.
All right, cool. So what do you think that goes for in auction?
Over 5K.
Yeah. What are you willing to pay for it?
I don't know. Shout out to myself. I already own planners.com. So.
Oh, nice.
You own planners.com?
You see? Yeah. You see? That's a perfect example of my subdomain fantasy, right? You can be financial.planners. You can be wedding.planners. You can be event.planners. You can be, you know, whatever, sexy bachelor party dot planners. You could be whatever. You know
so
what I, mean?
I am really part of Drew's fantasy twice now today.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
I don't think anybody wants to be part of any fantasy of Drew's. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't.
Well, especially the stabbing part.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, it's just again, I'm a little bit unsettled based on just being here for that. But
especially since he doesn't clap.
Well, that's what he said.
Yeah,
I'd say good stuff, but it's not.
No, I do clot. I clot instantly.
Oh, that's
like literally. I'm not actually
like Wolverine, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
My blood clots basically instantly. Like
that's not great for the heart, though. So you gotta.
No. That's why I gotta stay hydrated. You know what I mean? Deuterium depleted water. That's what I'm doing over here.
What is that called? With a Q? Clavarian?
Yeah, straight from Romania.
What is Clavarian?
I thought I got some penicillin to get rid of that.
That's chlamydia.
Oh, sorry. They're totally different. Totally different.
No, this is deuterium depleted water. This will be my health announcement for today for my audience. Deuterium depleted water. Deuterium is a heavy isotope of hydrogen. And deuterium, let's say, the widespreading of deuterium is a result of the Industrial Revolution. And biologically, our bodies are not meant for that level of deuterium. And so, you know, your average water is about 150 parts per million. This is 25 parts per million. And so basically, let's say you drink about 5 liters of water a day. I try to drink 2 liters of this. It replaces roughly 20% of all of my water, 25, 30% of my water. And then, you know, over time, you're basically getting your deuterium levels at the cellular level down to, you know, down 20, 30% is the idea. And then everything just works better. You know, I've said it before. If you think about your body like a battery, you just want to have it the least gunked up. You know what I mean? The more clean that battery is, the better it runs. And, you know, depleting your deuterium will help that battery run more efficiently.
There you
Clean
go.
Your deuterium, y'all. You know,
everything I just said may be complete bullshit. So you should do your own research. And
it sounds like,
you know, but I'm here for it, and I believe it. And so, you know,
hey man, sometimes it's just, you know,
my wife was cleaning out. My wife was cleaning out the medicine cabinet. Like, we have these drawers, and she was pulling out all the Russian medicines that I used to take, and all that. It was. So she's like, "You realize some of this packaging is pure Russian?" I go, "Yeah, that was my Russian phase when I was taking."
That's my Russian phase. Well, I just saw something. It was Orlando Bloom, I think, did the procedure where he paid like $10,000 to have all the microplastics removed from his bloodstream.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, because then there was a study that just came out that said actually there's more microplastics in glass than in plastic.
Yeah, in the glass bottles. Oh man, that shit pissed me off so bad.
Yeah. No, but then like, I read that.
You know what? We can just be so disappointed as humans. Like, get your shit together. Produce water that doesn't have plastic in it. Like, jeez.
The funny thing was the grass-fed beef.
I think it was in the plastic caps on the glass.
Yeah, that's it. It's in the little. It's from the cap. It's from the freaking. Just come on, folks.
That's why my water bottles, it's like I drink out of like Maker's Mark bottles where the tops are dipped in the wax, you know what I'm saying?
Mine's all cork. Everything I have has a cork on it.
Yeah, cork. I live in Portugal. You know what I'm saying? We're using cork, glass and cork.
Nalgene bottle with a giant
glass
cork.
And cork. That's it.
There you go.
This shit makes me mad. Listen, anybody out there, you want to produce a water that has no plastic in it, okay? I'm here for it. I will invest. We can use my brand, pristine.com. Hmm. That is what we're out here for. We want pristine water. Pristine is the key word here. Pristine. Take your plastic water and shove it. Nestle.
As your COO, I we'll see about use of the use of pristine.com is going to be pending some, you know, different, like, you know, whatever. We got paperwork to work through. Just throw that name in the mix, but you know, all good.
Pristine.com. Let's go. The next biggest water brand. We're going to have liquid death fucking licking our.
So that gets bleeped out. Nice. That's where we are.
See that, Billy? Self-censored.
He's like, not only am I self-centered, but I'm self-censored.
All right.
You're up, Drew. Why don't you take us home?
I'm up. Well, look, y'all already killed everything, and now I lost the list of domains somehow. All I know is I only liked financialplanners.com, love it. Greenmountains.com, love it. And SXY, I mean, that's for everybody knows that that's sexy. You know what I mean? That's not like I saw sexy when I saw it. SXY is sexy all day, every way. And I'm here for it. I like it.
You don't like Mega Power?
You know what it is? If you kind of look around the world, you look at, like, okay, well, first off, I'm an investor in a company called Megalithic Power. And so I think it would be tricky for somebody to have a get that close. I do like Mega Power. You know, it's both creative and generic. So it is good.
You just got some personal.
It just didn't like tickle me the way you know.
How about football bet?
Wait, what? You know what I'm saying?
I think football bet.
It didn't tickle me like, you know. Are you talking
It didn't
about?
Tickle him the way that my names tickle him.
Mm-hmm. It didn't tickle me the way that Amar does.
He saw no subdomain ability there, so he just passed on it.
So it didn't tickle his pickle.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know.
I'll tell you what. Whoever, you remember, we talked about pickle.org here. It was on a domain. It was on a name jet, and then somebody bought it. And now somebody's got a listed at 18 grand. Like, yo, don't squander that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to go out here, you're going to show up, go to bat. You're going to win pickle.org in the auction. Don't list that shit at 18. Like, it should be 49. You know what I mean? Like, let me buy that shit for a few grand. Like, I don't even remember what it went for, but it didn't go super cheap. And you're going to list it for 18. Like, and then it shows up in that stupid the newsletter I get every day from NameJet. And then it's like pickle for 18. And it's like right on the line of like,
ugh. Yeah, exactly. Picking it off kind of.
Yeah.
Right, yep. Well, I'm with it. All right. So
what do y'all think about right homosapiens.com? Homo sapiens live on DNX right now. And I've just been sort of going back to it all day long, like looking at it, thinking about it.
I do like it. But I mean what is it?
It's us, man. It's us.
No. I mean, but what are you going to do with it?
Well, you know, in a world of robots and AI, I mean, Homo sapiens is going to be a thing.
It's a great brand. How much is it on DNX?
24,000.
Yeah.
I kind of like
I already own homo.com.
But you own Homo.
That was a gift, Drew. That was a gift. they had it to get it to the rightful owner, so they gave it to me. So
that's funny. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, and you know, I talked about this in our friend group, and sometimes I'll put names in the first couple months at way.
You guys have friends?
No. Yeah. Well, no, coworkers that do the same thing. Some of us are friends. But I'll sometimes do a 10X or a 12X on a name that I know I'm probably going to go more later, but I kind of test it for a quick sale just because cash sometimes is helpful. Yeah. But I do have, you got to be organized in the fact you got to have some timers on that to go and switch the names. And that, but I will say, again, hat tip to Adam, where they will let you know that names are getting interest and they'll go and say, hey, we need to raise this price because you've had several people interested. And so that's a trigger for me not to just let them price it more, but for me to go in there and really bump it. But I also put a calendar, like I'm getting organized where I, just like on websites, I don't know if you ever built websites, you're supposed to update for SEO, keep the articles up to date. And on WordPress, there's an add-on that shows you when the last time you touched an article and it moves it to a calendar. So I have the same kind of calendar and the price that have been there the longest are at the top. And when I change it, it moves to the bottom. So I can kind of go down my list and see when the oldest price or lack of price change is on there. I think that's really helpful to keep up to, and I don't have many names, right? I've 600-800 names. So it's much easier for me, but it is nice to have that calendar to see that we need to be changing our prices and how often we did it. And you can just peruse it really quickly on those kind of things. So, but I do go for a quick sale sometimes. I do regret it almost every time, but a 10X sale in 2 months is pretty nice. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Take it. All right, cool. All right. Well, that is NameJet Gonna Jet. And thanks guys for going through the list and all that good stuff. And we've got a couple of minutes. So let's run through. We'll go around the horn, do a little, last but not least or grand closing. And Amar, why don't I start with you, man? I feel like, you went last.
You got an afterthought behind you. Why the new screen?
Oh, because I got nothing.
I saw that and I was like, oh, let me go to afterthought. Maybe Amar's written a new blog post.
Yeah.
Nope. Ooh. 2021.
That shit was
I'm at our LA place, which we still haven't done anything with. So it's just a blank wall.
He's just trying to protect the illegal immigrants that he has working in the background. He doesn't want them on camera. ICE will show up.
Right.
ICE will show up, man. Like,
Yeah. That's some crazy shit. I got nothing. It was my, like I said, birthday week. And then tomorrow is my mom's birthday. So we're going to hang out, do some fun stuff with her. And that's it. I might see Braden next week or the week after while I'm out here. So that's kind of what's going on.
Still trying to dodge it. You can dodge him for another week. That's about it.
Yeah. Like I'm seeing at some point, he's like, come on, bruh. And I'm like, bruh.
See him in a week. No, all good. We'll see Braden on the show. He'll be on the show next week.
He throws some good dinners. I mean, him and his boys are quality conversation and good food. I will say it's going out with him and his friends are some of my highlights of the year. He throws a good meal. And it's not always vegan.
No, when we went the last time we did Italian, that place was fantastic. When we went in the valley with him and some of his buddies, that was
one of the best vegans to eat with. He really blends in really well. You know, some vegans, like, you have to change everything
because he's very small.
That's right. He always finds something in there. Yeah. No.
Oh man.
I enjoy his friends. Like that's.
I took a lot of offense to who was it? Oh, Siger, freaking Siger. Says that Braden would be the tastiest because he's the healthiest. That is some real BS.
He definitely
right
doesn't
there.
Eat good meat. I want some marbling.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
well, that's Sherpa Island, baby. Sherpa Island. You know what I'm saying? It's all.
That's why AKT, he's like the Wagyu. There's a little bit of help. There's some marbling in him.
I don't think.
And plenty of sugar, too.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm sweet. What can I say? Got some good taste. I don't know. Yeah. I don't even know what to say to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Oh, look at the marbling in this leg.
I'm out. I don't even know. I can't. Sherpa Island, baby. With Braden, I just don't think, there's just not a lot there. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, most people want to take Drew out. Drew is the current leader in the clubhouse, I think, just because.
By far.
And it's but it's all the same. They're just like, we just want to eliminate the threat or not have to hear him just talk about himself the whole time.
when do I talk about myself?
Well, but now we have a problem because now we know he clots easily. So you're going to have a good way to kill him.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. You know,
deeper cut.
that'll be the next thing. If hypothetically, if you were going to kill Drew, how would you do it?
Well, we also know we could torture him better because we could just cut him, let him heal, cut him, let him heal.
Okay. I think
I also have an extraordinarily high pain tolerance.
Oh. Of course you do. Oh, he's like, that's it. Wolverine, baby. There might be a new AKA. Anyway. All right. All good.
I don't want to test that. I'm probably there with you, but I don't want to have a contest to figure it out, to be honest with you.
That'd be like the worst contest ever. Pain tolerance.
Yeah, you get car battery. You know what I'm saying? You put a little thing under the fingernail and then you just start turning it up and, you know, see who taps out first.
Not with any of that. But you know, whatever.
JT and I'll just watch. We'll be like, we'll drink some beer.
Hanging out off to the side. You know. Give me my candy. All right. So Amar. All right. So you're in LA. You kind of doing your thing. You're gonna see Braden at some point, and that's about it.
That's what I'm doing. Doing house shit, domain shit, pickleball shit, and Braden.
And Braden. All right, well, good stuff. Oh, I'll see him on the show next week.
I think I'm gonna see Fred, D3.
Oh, nice.
While I'm out here too.
A big shout out to Fred. You know, boy named nice. Sue. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very cool. All right. Well, let's keep it moving. Shane, what about you?
Yeah, I'm leaving for Colorado for the summer, so I'm in that trying to figure out what to pack for 6 weeks when you're away from home. And I got all my house is being renovated, so my wife and I are arguing over whether they get to continue while we're gone or whether you don't. And it's tough packing, trying to, you know, in my garden. I've got this beautiful garden that I'm putting in somebody else's hand for a month. So it's kind of, it's great to travel. And I'm going to pick off some 14ers. I haven't done Whitney, the highest mountain in the country, but I've got three more in the top 10 that I'm going to pick off. And then I'll have all but Whitney. And I'll have all the top 10 mountains in the country. So,
wow.
That's pretty awesome, yeah. Dude. So I guess a couple of things. One, who do you tap?
Have you climbed Whiteface? I mean, Washington?
No, but that's not top 10, but that's a good climb.
It's the number one on the East Coast.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
East of the
I haven't done anything on the East at all. Yeah, I did
it's the tallest mountain on east of the Mississippi, but there's Tuckerman's Ravine, which is a very easy path, but then there's Lion's Head Trail, which is much harder. And then there's another one. I can't remember the name. That's really an advanced, you know, much more advanced. Where you need to get you need some gear, but
yeah,
it's a great climb because the terrain changes dramatically throughout, and it's like the weather changes. And
the process is so much fun. Like the challenge. Yeah. It's funny. Like Pike's Peak took me 2 days because it's a pretty long climb, and then there's a road up the other side. So you see these like 300 pound women sitting at the top. I'm like sweating with cuts all over me, and she's like, "This is so pretty up here." I'm like, "Where did you come from? Like you didn't come around I came." Like there's ones like that too, but I mean, I like it. Everybody's got a different thing, but I love breathing heavy and just seeing things that people don't get to normally see. That's my kind of thing. And I won't see people for a whole day. Like it's
is there anything rare. Above like 7,000 feet in the US?
You 8, mean 7,000 meters?
No, feet.
Oh right? Yeah.
So I mean, let's say 2,500 meters. Is there anything?
Everything's over 1,400. I mean, I live at 11,800.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So my house is in Leadville is 11,800. So everything's 14. That's why they call them 14ers. 14 to 15.
Okay. Yeah.
14
so
to
15. So that's 4,000 meters? That's a lot.
I don't know my meters very well.
That's dude. High. Dude, that's high.
It's above the tree line. There's no trees, no oxygen. Yet.
Yeah.
But it all starts. It's all from where you start, right? Like Rainier is tough because you start at zero and you go all the way up to 14. I start at 12. I'm only going 3,000 feet. So it's not, it's just a day, a hard day hike. But again, and the views are spectacular. Taking my daughter is one of my favorite moments, is climbing Rainier with my daughter and sitting up there and showing her, like, this is the shit right here. This is the stuff that I think is important, seeing things that other people can't see. Doing hard stuff like Everest, that makes no sense to me. Like, I'm not here to prove anything. Like, Everest,
we
give talks about it. No, that's not it at all. So, but I look forward to it. And the other thing about Leadville is the record high is like 87 degrees ever. So it's right now it's 75 degrees, no humidity. Man, in the Midwest, we are at 95 degrees. It's brutal right now. It's going to be so nice to get away from that stuff. California, Mar, you don't get that. Vegas, you do though. You get to see plenty.
So on the meter thing, so it's like 4,500 meters is like your 14,000.
That's a lot. That's high.
That's your 14,000 feet mountains. So that's your Mount Whitney.
Wow. Hunter, so if you got a 15,000, I mean, you're talking 5,000 meters. That's a lot. That's very high.
Well, think about it. I live at 11.8. Think about it's 60% of the normal oxygen. So I'm going to live there, and then I'm coming back for a 100-mile race in August.
How long does it take you?
It takes me 3 or 4 days to get used to it, but my visitors are nauseous for the whole week. Nobody loves to come. Like, I've told this story many times. Adam was coming to visit. He came to go skiing, and I said, hey, are you ready for the altitude change? And he's like, dude, I had skied all the time. I go, I know, but that's 7,000 feet. That's a little different. It makes a big difference. So he comes there with his kids, and his kids are skiing. They're going at night and skateboarding. And I call Adam and say, hey, you want to meet for coffee? He's like, I'm sick as a dog. I can't, like, I need sick, 2 or 3 days. He's been the whole time sick to his stomach.
He's like, yo, I need some Coke.
Yeah.
Bruh. Give me that Coca.
Bruh. Yeah.
I was just talking with a friend who came to visit yesterday. And they're moving to Quito, Ecuador. And I think that's maybe 12,000 feet.
Yeah.
They said it's pretty, you know, it really takes some serious adjusting.
Yeah. We don't have any, like in Leadville, there's a hospital, but no babies are allowed to be born there. So if you're pregnant, you have to go down to have the baby, and no heart stuff that you have to go down. You don't treat any of that kind of stuff. It's just too high. It's dangerous to have a baby up there.
That's crazy, man. It's wild that level, that elevation is that, like, you know, difficult to just exist. But
yeah, it's like being, when I run in the morning, it's like being waterboarded for an hour, literally like being waterboarded. I can't get a deep breath at any point in the entire run. It's crazy. Dude,
that's crazy. It sounds like torture. So if you came to Florida,
how good does it feel when you get back down to, like,
that's what I say. So I'm going to come back for this 100-mile race a couple days before. I'm going to be Superman. I literally will be Superman for that whole week.
You're going to go run 100? That's just silliness.
Yeah.
I can't understand people like you.
Aaron Wilkin's a man that, if you want, I'm like, Aaron Wilkin is the domain king. Like, what did he cycle all the way through Canada just recently? Like, he's living the life. Definitely those kind of things. But I don't know. It's not, people that do stuff like I do are considered overachievers. What do they call them? Tryhards. Like, it's a bad thing now to do this
shit. Yeah, you're true. You, my kids would say.
Meanwhile, I'm off. But that's why I'll be at approximately 1.5 meters above sea level.
That's right.
You're gonna be okay.
I will often be 2 meters below sea level.
Yeah, one glacier melts and you're gonna drown.
Yeah.
But that's why they do the Olympic training though in Colorado, right? Isn't that part of
it? Yeah, so the proper training is to live high and train low. Because if you train too high, you don't get good workouts. So basically you live at 12,000 and then you go down to 7,000 to do your workouts and then you come home.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, if you come to Florida, you can climb my septic mound, which is probably the highest peak.
In Illinois, we use overpasses and parking garage for mountain training. Like, literally.
Exactly.
I run a parking garage here for hill training. That's all I got. So
yeah, that's wild. It's like that here too. So, but all right. Well, cool, man. Well, you know, safe travels and all that good stuff. That's exciting. And then, all right, Drew, we'll kind of close it out with you. And then I've got a couple of things, but what about you, dog?
I don't have a lot to say, you know, That's it. I'm out.
Shocked. I'm like shocked.
Everybody have a great summer, you know, and
well, it hasn't been a, you know, sell in May and go
make
away.
Some money. No.
It's been a great summer, hasn't it?
It's very interesting, you know, because like anybody who's serious about markets, you know that literally the stupidest thing you could ever say is like, this time it might be different. But I actually, like, I've been really struggling with this because I've been thinking about that specific saying and trying to, like, it really, we're in a setup that we've never seen before. And we've never had these circumstances. And it very well might be different this time. And when I say different, I mean, like, we might just be in a new regime where it's just fiscally dominant. The only thing that fucking matters is money printing. We now are, and I think the important point too is that, like, we had Elon come in with Doge. They gave it a Boy Scout effort, you know, fairly negligible in terms of the actual result. And so, okay, so we can basically say, all right, that's basically the best we got, and it didn't work. So we're not going to cut costs, okay? And then you move over to the Congress, you say, okay, well, you know, are they going to do anything? Nope, they're going to add $4 trillion to the debt. So basically, look, just it's not even worth having a discussion about anymore. It's over. So we will only increase debt. That's not a speculation anymore. That's not even, it's literally like, it's so frustrating for people to even, like, you know, the commentators talk, it's over. Like, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing more to discuss. We will never, ever, ever again have a balanced budget. So with that in mind, what do we know? Well, we know that the money printer going to go burr. They don't have no choice. That deficit has to be covered through new money creation. And it's not new money creation because of some productive innovation or business. It's literally just money printer. It's, you know, creating fake money and then bailing out financial organizations. So, I don't know. I think sell in May and go away might just be done. I think that might just be gone. And I think it might be like for a limited number of stocks, for Bitcoin, for gold, for limited pockets of real estate. It might just be up only forever until the system breaks.
Yeah.
Now, I do think we've got probably a pretty serious credit crisis on the, you know, sort of immediate horizon. But I don't even know that it matters. They're gonna just paint right over it. So I don't know. I think we're now finally in the part where, you know, Ray Dalio was a little early. He was saying cash is trash already 3 or 4 years ago. And it turned, you know, it really wasn't. It was, you know, there was a lot of good buying opportunities since then. And it would have been good to have cash. But I think we might now have arrived at the point. There might be one more, you know, little divot. But I think it's probably just up and to the right for anything. Anything that people feel will hedge them against currency debasement, it's just up and to the right forever. And then it's just
a good
question
time
of
to have
different
assets.
Yeah, different assets will go up at different paces, but I think it's basically up into forever because I don't know. I mean, they're just gonna, it just, there's no more correction mechanism.
It's a good time to have assets to sell, right? Like,
sure.
I'm a huge cash person, but I've been saving my cash for the real estate market because I think there's going to be some opportunity here in places. So I keep a huge amount of cash, but it's only for real estate. But like my farmland, and, you know, the domains and all these other assets, they're pacing with inflation. Like they really are keeping up. So,
but pacing with real inflation,
the inflation. Yeah.
Which is, you know, 9 to 12%, 8.5 to 12%, not 2.5% or 3% that they tell you.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, I shouldn't be patting myself on my back, but my wife and I are looking at our assets and thinking we did it right. Like we just DCA'd all these years hoping for these kind of times, right? So that these assets all are growing. Cash is very useful and certain. So yeah, I think it'd be really difficult to be playing the catch up game as a new person. Like my daughter, it's a tough time, right? You know, no assets, just trying to make a income. It's a little bit more difficult, but somebody like us who have the asset and have, you know, seven figures, that's moving up. It's going to be good for retirement. I don't have a long time to go, right? I got like 30 more years to make it through. So I'm kind of like this. This is kind of good for me at my age.
Yeah, you're doing good, man.
Look, it's freaking great for me, right? Like everything I own is going up. Yeah. But it does also scare the shit out of me because...
And for your kids, it does. For your kids, it
yeah.
does.
Well, my kids, their kids will be fine. Unless,
yeah, that's know, true.
If they're retarded, then they're retarded. That's on them. But otherwise...
I met your son. Your son, you're going to have to give some cash to.
We're going to have to, you know. But
your daughter's fine. Your daughter's going to take over everything. She'll be good.
From a societal standpoint, it's very tricky. It really is. It's very scary. I think, you know, the pitchforks and the torches are rightfully going to be in the street. They kind of already are, you know, if you kind of look up and you think, oh, wait, actually, you know, maybe there's an undercurrent here that's driving all of this chaos. So anyways, look, it's summertime, baby. And
it's still a good time to take a vacation.
And most of our audience got domain names. Domains are going up and to the right. Bitcoin's going up and to the right. And so, you know, just that's it. Fasten your seatbelt, lock in, and, you know, don't sell your name cheap. Unless I come knocking, then, you know, drop your pants.
And boom. All right, cool. With that, I got a couple of things for some housekeeping. We got some cool things coming up on the calendar. We've got first, the one that's happening first is NamesCon, which is going to be in Miami, Florida, November 5th and 6th. So get to namescon.com and check it out. If you haven't done that yet, Drew will be there. I'll be there. Shane, Amar, you guys will both be there?
Yep.
Boom. So let's
I'm a special guest for some reason.
There you go. Special guest. I love it. Same here. And, you know, we got the auction. We'll be doing a live Sherpa. We got a lot going on. So that's going to be all good. So definitely check that out. And then also the ICA just recently announced they've got the, you know, the official details on the ICA member meeting in Vegas in January, which will, I know it's feels far, but it's really right around the corner as well.
I booked my hotels already. Yep.
Yeah, I did too. Did you, which one did you book?
I didn't go to the fancy one. I'm regretting whatever the higher.
Yeah, no, you got to get the, you gotta
Nomad.
I didn't get the Nomad. I feel guilty. I'll just go stay with you. We'll be good.
Sleeping. You'll be sleeping on my couch at the Nomad, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's go. But that's happening January 15th to the 17th at the Park MGM in Las Vegas. Go to ICA.Vegas, ICA.Vegas, and check that out. That just keeps getting better and better. You know, I love everything the ICA is doing. Big shout out to them, Zach, Camilla, you know, the board. You know, I'm on the board, so I guess full disclosure or whatever. But the we love the work.
Big shout out to myself.
Shout out to myself.
The handsome board. Everybody there's beautiful. Anyway,
I know it's like some of the best people ever. you know, including myself. But no, we're doing some really, really good work. And so that is coming together. And so go to ICA.Vegas and check that out as well. And I think that's it. And then, all right, so thank you guys. Appreciate you three. We are up on time officially. So we did a nice job. Of course, fill the empty space. I love it. How much time do we have? Great. We'll use it all. And we're going to talk. But no, I appreciate you guys being on here. As always, to the audience, without you, there is no us. I say it on every show. Thank you guys so much. And I hope that for the five or six of you that are still tuned in, I hope that you got some value out of today's show. And we do appreciate y'all. Please hit us up if you have any questions, comments, the good, the bad, the ugly. We are not hard to find. get us at Domain Sherpa, all of our individual handles and all good stuff, you know, that you can reach us if you need us. And actually, I'll tell you, I mean, people have definitely been reaching out about a bunch of different things lately. I feel like it's, you know, constructive criticism, you know, as well as compliments and things. So I appreciate all that. Keep it coming. It's all appreciated. And so, yeah, but there's definitely been a lot of feedback and whatnot lately, you know, and which is interesting. It's, you know, it's, you think the summertime, everybody kind of chills out. I think they're catching up on their podcasts. So it's like,
what's the number one criticism?
You know, interestingly, I don't know about criticism. I think that it's more like about things that they'd like to see, you know, some of the portfolio reviews. I think people, we've been asking about that. We've got some conversation and dialogue happening about releasing some older episodes and things. So we've got some stuff that's about to follow on that. You know, some people have recommendations on who should be on the show. Some recommendations about maybe some people who should be in Sherpa jail. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Jen. But, you know, there's always, there's always some of that.
It just means they're paying attention. That's all good.
Well, and I'll tell you, and really some really, really nice commentary about people who are, you know, watching on a regular basis, appreciating the work that we're doing. So big shout out to Billy for all the behind the scenes stuff that he does, you know, the team, to all of you guys, to all the regular Sherpas, obviously to Drew. It does not go unnoticed, which I think is super, super cool. So we love you guys, and we're going to keep it moving and keep doing what we're doing. And we'll see everybody here next time on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody. We'll see y'all soon.